see.
Market squeaked out.
Oh, staff report. Vicki was here. Thank you.
I just want to say that accounting's been very busy. We had our auditors here for interim last week. They're gone. They'll be back for our final in a month.
Brown and Armstrong?
Yeah, Brown and Armstrong. I'm working on the CAFR now, and we filed our 1099-Rs electronically to the IRS. They're due by March 31st. So we also had the GASB 68 meeting with the county. Actually, Deborah was there, attended that meeting, and then we had a second GASB 68 meeting with our plan sponsors last week. And I would say about half of them showed up, and we are planning our next meeting in about 30 days. We're working on adding the templates to actually start populating numbers for the footnotes for all this new pension additional disclosure stuff. Yeah. So that's what we've been doing.
I got a question for you, Vic.
Yeah.
I don't know. Brown and Armstrong contacted Bobby Ray, who's been retired for at least probably 5 years or more. And I don't know what the genesis of it was. I just heard that they contacted him and they had some questions for him. Why would they? Huh?
Probably was a confirmation. Is he?
He probably just was randomly chosen as a. Yeah.
So they're doing random on retirees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where they're asking you to tell us how much you're receiving and so forth, and what tier and so forth and all that. So
he will know.
Yeah, well, they contacted me, and I'm a retiree, but it was more with regards to the board, being on the board, and questions regarding that. This was two audits ago. Uh-huh. But Bob was just contacted, I think, like a month ago or so. So that's why I was wondering. Okay.
It's probably a confirmation. If you want, I can look into it.
No, that's all right. That's all right.
Was Bobby complaining to you?
Huh?
Was he complaining to you?
I don't know.
Stop having him call me?
He thought it was Publishers Clearing.
Right.
Nothing for me.
Harvey, outside professional.
I have a 2-hour presentation I'd like to make.
Yeah. Start out at 4 o'clock?
Yeah. We'd very much like for you to make it, too.
I think it just died for lack of a second.
I think maybe we'll. Nothing. Thank you, okay. Mr. Chairman.
Christina, anything? No. Okay. Trustee comments.
I've got two things. The first is the consultant committee has met, and they want to agendize the
presentation
by Cortex, who we may be considering as a reference for doing the search for us.
Consulting firm.
They're a consulting firm, yeah. So I need to have that agendized. So I'm making you aware of that, okay?
We'll do that.
The second is, it has to do with transition costs. And I have talked about this probably 3 or 4 years ago. It was brought to my attention, and I talked about it then. Have never gotten any traction on it. Most of our transition costs occur with State Street, and I don't know if anybody's aware. And we're Pfeiffer is one of the accounts in England that we are going with, right?
Peerford,
yeah. Okay. Evidently, there somebody like the Securities Exchange has fined State Street for I think it was like $38 million fine because their traders were adding fees to the bus. Now we use State Street and we use transitions, and I'm leery of that, and so I would like us to agendize a discussion around transition costs and really figure out whether or not State Street is the best for us.
We actually visited Tim and I
I was with you.
Oh, you were there, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, no, we visited them not this year, but a year ago.
Oh, okay, okay.
You went recently.
I went recently.
But we visited them when that issue broke the news.
Right.
Yeah.
And we had some lengthy discussion with them about what happened, who was involved.
Yeah. It was basically a rogue manager in their London
office. Yeah, it was confined to the London office and impacted six UK clients, all in fixed income transitions. The fine was recently settled. That's, you know, why it's back in the news. So the FSA settled on 30, well, whatever it was. I thought it was higher than that, actually. But we've known about it for quite a while. The individuals involved have all been terminated. There was a clearing of house, basically, okay, after that happened.
None of them were affiliated with our account.
Were affiliated with U.S. plan sponsors.
Right. They were all London.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it wasn't charging excess. It was that they quoted one price, and they were charging a different price.
They were charging a flat rate plus a spread. Yeah. And it was supposed to be one or the other.
Yeah.
Okay. So they were doing two instead of one.
Yeah.
And I'm not quite sure what the benefit to them was, not directly going into these traders' pockets, but they were getting additional commissions as a result of the additional.
Okay. I don't know if any of the other board was aware of that. I was not aware of it. I just became aware of it because the fine was settled, and so and I thought, hey, we do State Street, and we're in London, so.
So just so I'm clear, you want a discussion of the State Street issue agenda?
I really want a discussion on transition costs.
Okay.
And I want to bring it up, and see if there's a in my mind, and it's the same thing I said 5 years ago. I don't think we've ever put it out to bid, or I don't think we've ever looked anyplace else. I think it's always been State Street, and I just think we ought to look and see if there's something better around the corner.
Okay.
We do it with all the other stuff we do, so. So that's where I am.
Anybody else?
We'll have not a question. It's a trustee comment. Is that appropriate?
Sure is.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. It's your time.
It has to be in the form of a question.
What is?
May I make a comment?
Brian Trebek would like it put in the form of a question.
So I did the on-site in Chicago with Deborah, Marty, and also Chi-Chi with Adam Street. Before we went to that meeting, we did a tour of one of the properties that we own indirectly through one of our fund managers, real estate, through LaSalle. And we toured a 60-story apartment building, which is basically residential with some mixed in there also.
What firm? LaSalle?
LaSalle.
Okay.
I'll let Deborah talk more about it, but that was my first travel trip, so. Then the meeting with Adam Street, it was very interesting. It was very similar to what we just had with the Ocean Avenue gentleman that came in to present how they do. Basically, Adam Street has a fund of a fund of a fund, and then they have underneath their main fund, they basically have secondary investments that they do on those funds. They do primaries, and they also do co-investments and then direct investments. And the cool thing about them is their presentation, they seem like they have more experience, and I'm just comparing it to, because it was kind of similar to Ocean Avenue. But it's nice because they basically collaborate amongst all the different teams, and so there's this great synergy of communication and collaboration of all the different opportunities that they have in terms of, you know, reducing fees and the co-investments from the primaries and those type of things. So I thought it was a great, great meeting, and I'll let Deborah fill in the gaps.
Did you meet Bond, though?
No, we didn't.
Wasn't there?
Okay.
Gary was there, though, right?
Gary wasn't there either.
Gary wasn't there either? Wow.
Yeah.
So we met with Kevin.
Ray was there, though, right? Ray Chan wasn't there to show you the...
Ray Chan? Mm-hmm.
The computer guy?
No, he wasn't there.
No.
Wow.
You guys missed all
of you missed the fun.
He was at the custodial staff. It was after hours.
But we got the B team. Sure.
Very impressive.
Yeah,
and we met with Kevin, who's like our main guy. And then we met with Toby, who, the analytics guy. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. He did a presentation. We talked with... the London guy briefly, via, did we talk about
video conference?
Video conference, yeah. Miguel Gonzalez, the EM guy, and they basically just outlined the portfolio. So you have one main global fund, and then you have four funds underneath it, 50% U.S., 25% emerging market, I think, and 25% to developing markets and the co-investment stuff, direct investment stuff. it went fine, and I don't think there are any issues, so that's the nutshell there. We also did visit LaSalle's property. It's called Axis. It's a some 50-story building, some office around it with a big tower in the middle. Excuse me. And both apartments and loft. That's a distressed buy. It's about a 30-year-old building. We were a little concerned with a little bit of structural things that you find in a 30-year-old building, but I think overall, you know, they'll rehab it, and they are repositioning it and for a higher-end use. It sits in a great location across from Northwestern University, right on the beach, right on Lakeshore. So it's a great spot, and there are things happening all around it. So I had a couple of other comments just quickly. One, I was just wondering, as a request, could we try to, you know, break for lunch at 1 o'clock if possible? Because I kind of have similar issues to Karen with after you go too long. second issue is wanted to make sure at the proper spot that I'm requesting the return of the funding policy, which we discussed earlier in the meeting, to the board at some time in the future. I was wondering if we're going to be reconvening the comp committee, because I think it's important for us to keep going on that for the people, for our top management people, and that we not have to wait until we've got a CEO in place and then a CEO who's, you know, in motion, which might take some time. I think we need to keep that comp thing going.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, let's see. I think that's it. I'm done. Sorry.
Okay. One comment. There was a recent op-ed piece in one or more publications that surmised that for public funds such as ours, as the fund matures and as the membership drawing benefits matures, that the current investment practices of funds such as ours are considered risky and dangerous, which I thought I was struck by it as so much that I sent a note to Tim, who probably wishes he didn't read his emails on Saturday, but he responded to me nonetheless. The short answer is, when I see that kind of thing, which I knew, even though I don't have the depth of knowledge and awareness that someone like Tim does, I knew that it's wrong. The premise of the article was wrong about how retirement funds function.
Really?
Yeah. And it occurred to me that my thought was, we want to respond. I don't want that unresponded to. But then again, I don't know that we want to go out looking for opportunities to put ourselves in the press or elsewhere. So I told Tim I would raise it, throw it out there. My inclination was to want to respond to correct that, because I think it furthers public misconception about what it is we do or don't do, and it seemed like an opportunity to maybe educate people about how a fund such as ours is structured, how what the investment allocation is, how it works, why it works. Anyway, throwing it out there, just. That was how I felt.
Number one, it assumes facts, not in evidence, which I think is something you guys might say. It's not true. But my inclination is to say, you get involved in that kind of a back and forth, you will be going on for months. And it's you're just feeding the beast to respond to everything that...
Yeah, no, I had the same... I mean, I've thought about that, and kind of that's the counterweight, right?
What they say. don't get into a battle with somebody who buys ink by the barrel.
Yep.
Adage.
Well, the alternative was a standby press statement, for lack of a better term, which is that if inquiries are made or if there were, you know, any reaction to that, that we have a position statement. Maybe that's way too anticipatory. I just, you know, it just struck me that when something's just blatantly incorrect and the words risky and investment get in the same sentence about what we do, I thought that was highly inappropriate. Incorrect, inaccurate, misleading, all of the above. So, anyway, we can do what we want or not, but I'm just letting you know how I feel about it.
CEO Contract Committee, Cheryl's going to get us some additional information, and I'll email you all as far as a good date, so we get a date to meet. Let you know about that. Anything else? I don't think we could cover anything else today.
Sugar's pretty low.
Thank you very much, everyone.